Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Sitoris. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, John Sitoris. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a pop-up towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rose moves to third. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier takes first base on ball four. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. Javier moves to second. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rose for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Coleman moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it, tags Edwards out, and throws to home to double up Coleman, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Sitoris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros strikes out. One out. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris is 0-for-1 in the game. Sitoris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sitoris moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skinner who is chasing the ball. Pinson reaches third base with a triple. Sitoris scores. Keogh goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boros. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Boros steals second. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sitoris strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pinson hits a line drive into right field. Skinner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Skinner. Boros scores. Keogh goes all the way around to score. Pinson moves to third. It's 4-1, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darren Johnson now playing first base. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner strikes out. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 3 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.